Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. Not too far down the road, we're going to find out if a particular proposition will be on the ballot in November. This one will greatly revise Prop 47. This will start making retail theft a crime again. It'll make drug possession and use a crime again, but you'll have the option to go to treatment to get out of trouble. And it'll also finally criminalize fentanyl to a greater extent. And these are things that have to be done. Much of this came from Prop, you know, much of the trouble goes back to Prop 47. It does, because letting people out of prison and you stopped arresting people for theft, it led to so much, you know, they call it low-level crime, but it's actually the crime that impacts your life the most. It doesn't really matter if gangbangers are killing each other on the other side of town, but it matters if your grocery store and the drug stores and the shopping malls are constantly getting looted. And then some of them have to close, or you feel scared walking into a jewelry store. You feel scared going, sitting outdoors at a restaurant. You can't wear a watch, can't wear a necklace. Toothpaste is locked up. Toothpaste is locked up at some drug stores. You can't buy a Tylenol. It's locked. There's so much stuff that's locked up in my neighborhood drugstore. It makes me crazy. I don't want to go anymore. It's too much trouble. They don't have the employees. That's separate for now. Let's get Katie Grimes on, because this proposition that's coming on the ballot is scaring, hopefully coming on the ballot, is scaring the Assembly Democrats, and they've put together all kinds of crime proposals to try to, I guess, dilute the story, make the public think that they've got this, they're taking care of it, no need for that referendum. I don't know. Katie, how are you?
Hey, John, I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. So, hey, have you heard, is this proposition going to get on the ballot? Is there enough signatures?
It's sure looking like it. I think, like all signature gathering efforts these days, they're trying to turn in, you know, a ton more signatures than they really need just to make sure. But it's looking good. And we have the DAs around the state and lots of radio people to thank for that.
So what's going on with the Democrats in the Assembly? Clearly, they're worried that this thing gets on the ballot. It's going to pass. I don't think there's any question about it. So what are they trying to do to muck up the atmosphere?
Well, they claim, A, that it's not, you know, we don't need some silly ballot initiative to fix Prop 47. Let us legislators do it. To that, I say BS. They've had 10 years to do it. And every single time in, say, the last 5 or 6 years, a Republican bill came through trying to fix some of the most egregious parts of Prop 47, the Democrats kill it. So, A, they're lying about bipartisanship. They're also lying about the fact that bills won't overturn Prop 47. Only the voters can overturn what they voted in. And so it has to be ballot initiative again. And so I also think that the things that the Democrats are doing, and I put in my article all the bills that they're proposing, which, you know, on the surface sound fine. Yeah, we agree with all of that stuff. However, I think what they're planning on doing is dramatically watering them down by the time they make it to the Senate or Assembly floor.
Well, that's how the game is played.
Exactly.
Is they have a big splash with a press conference. Look at all these tough bills we're going to pass. And then when the bill passes, if it passes, if it doesn't disappear entirely, it's gutted.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
They
take out anything meaningful.
And they assume the public, they assume correctly, who's going to pay attention to the details in a bill when the bills run, you know, dozens or hundreds of pages? We're not going to read all that. We're not going to know that all the teeth were ripped out of it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of these bills make my eyes glaze over, too. And this is what I do for a living. But I think it's fascinating that they're, you know, claiming their bills will fix everything when, in fact, no, they won't. The other thing that's really interesting is we also have the SEIU, labor union, trying to prevent this from making it to the ballot. They're claiming it's racist, of course. That's all they've got.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of that.
Oh, so
I'm so fed up with that. You just put somebody in jail if they committed the crime, period.
Exactly. And then we also have some of the state's, billionaire wives, I'll call them. Not to get sexist here, but
this is important. I've talked about this too. Yeah. What is it with wealthy white women? Woke, wealthy white women. I call them the four W's. They're really a force in California, and they're behind a lot of bad candidates and a lot of bad ideas and legislation. What is it with them?
I think it's guilt. I think a lot of them know that they're useless. They don't contribute much to society. They didn't make the wealth in their family.
They're guilty that they married a rich guy. And so they have to make the rest of us terrified with their crazy laws and crazy candidates.
Yeah, exactly. As I point out, you know, they live behind very tall walls and gates and security guards, while the rest of us are, you know, stuck, as you described, you know, walking into your neighborhood Walgreens. And I'm terrified by the drug dealer standing out in front.
Yeah. And absolutely frustrated to buy any ordinary item inside the store.
Oh, yeah. You know, actually, you got to wonder, maybe Amazon's really behind all this, because it's much easier to buy things online now than it is to go to Walgreens or Target.
You know, it's true. No, I find myself buying toiletries on Amazon. Is Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, because is she behind any of these bills?
I haven't found her name yet, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Because that would bulk up her stock, because she walked away with a lot of stock. It's a strange breed of wealthy women that, you know, they support Newsom, they support George Gascon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a bunch of these very, very wealthy, you know, women, wealth like we have no idea kind of wealth, they were behind getting George Gascon elected. You know, they up there with George Soros. And
the wife of the Netflix CEO, Reed Hastings,
his wife
spends a lot of money. And I think Steve Jobs' former wife
Yep. Yep. We also have on this particular issue, Quinn Delaney. She, her husband was a big real estate developer. And then there's Stacy Schusterman, who's an oil heiress. And she and her family, they have a family foundation. They're really big on things like hashtag Jews for abortion access because, quote, reproductive freedom is a Jewish value. These are people I want to know.
Jews for abortion.
Huh. Yeah. Nice,
there you go. That's catchy.
Yeah. But she's behind this also.
Yeah. And they're all behind these no bail ideas. The idea that, you know, prisons ought to be closed down. People should be even arrested. I mean, all the defund the police ideas, all this stuff has been fun because without financing, you can't get much done. But they provide the financing and it's just the most curious little tribe. And there must be some powerful emotion. And maybe it is guilt from marrying into a lot of money and not being responsible for any of the wealth. They're not making anybody's life better, though, because the, you know, people live in the poor neighborhoods suffer the most from all this crime.
Well, and I actually think that's the end goal, frankly. The very, very wealthy do obviously, you know, do not even shop at Nordstrom, much less Target. They, you know, they have shoppers. They, you know, they go to Italy to shop. They go to Paris. But I think that the whole goal, and I it's just pure evil, John. They're really trying to destabilize the state of California. And I think they think they'll be in line to take over and control everything. And so it will be there'll be no middle class left. It'll just be the servants and the wealthy people.
You know, that sounds wild, but I wonder, because I can't figure out why they want to tear the place down.
They want it for themselves.
There's something going on here. There really is. And I've talked about this for a long time, and I'm always reluctant to because people think you're crazy. But I always say, if you wanted to ruin our society, what would you do differently? If you had a plan to ruin society and you had the money, which got you the power, what would you do differently, either as a politician or one of these financiers you're talking about?
You do what they're doing. You do what Gavin Newsom's doing to the state. You know, you would defund the police. You would, you know, come up with abortion tourism. You would destroy K-12 education with pornographic materials in the schools. You'd make gas so expensive people can't afford to drive. You support inflation. You want to make the grocery stores unaffordable. I mean, this is just really nasty stuff that's going on in our state.
Yeah. And it's not going on in most of the other states. All right, Katie, good talking with you. Thanks for coming on.
You too, John.
Katie
Thanks
Grimes with the California Globe, which is a great news site. You should look at it every day. You'll learn more from there than the LA Times.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Did you see this wild video? Imagine you're relaxing on the beach in Carlsbad, although I guess... I mean, Saturday wasn't great weather. I don't know if it was raining in Carlsbad or not, but there was a guy surfing at the very least. And then suddenly, out of the ocean came a speedboat roaring onto the beach. And it was like a clown car, illegal aliens tumbling all over the place. Here's what it sounded like. This is audio of people watching the migrants riding the boat onto the beach.
What the f***?
Hijo de chingada madre. So you guys want to buy a boat?
So the illegal aliens jumped off the boat and started running towards some of the oceanfront homes. Some of them then piled into a black SUV, so they had a getaway car waiting for them on Ocean Street. Others, the driver was in such a rush that one woman almost fell out as it started moving. Now, the migrants who couldn't fit inside the clown car were then seen crossing the street and walking into Carlsbad. One resident said it looked like a planned deal. Another guy who took the video said it looked like a military exercise. He counted 22 people jumping off the speedboat. So here comes the speedboat with at least 22 people on it, coming in at 45 miles an hour and not turning. And he said the lifeguards were just sitting there, and he thought it was a planned, staged event. It's happened at 11 in the morning Saturday. And no arrests have been made, of course. And now these 22 guys will stay here forever. The rush at the San Diego border is increasing. The highest number of encounters in the country was the past week in San Diego. So San Diego is suddenly the number. You know why? Because Greg Abbott closed the border between Mexico and Texas. They can't cross the Rio Grande River anymore. And so now they're coming to San Diego. We're getting them. There were 7,000 encounters just last week in the San Diego border. And we've got a fence covering some of that land. Last 3 years, the increase in human smuggling, 139%. 8,000 people have been apprehended trying to enter the U.S. illegally from the ocean. There have been more drowning deaths, 33 over the last 3 years. And agents try to approach some of these boats. They never know what they're getting because the migrants, sometimes they're stored below deck. They also could be smuggling drugs or guns. Drugs, guns, terrorists. Anything goes now because we don't have laws anymore. So watch it on the beaches in San Diego. All right. We've got more coming up. You know what I want to talk about? If you haven't heard this story, because it just broke right before the start of the news. What's happened to the two women in Venice? Unconscionable. This is Karen Bass's Los Angeles. Two women brutalized. This happened about 9 days ago. And now they caught the guy on Friday, and they're charging him today. And the crimes are so awful, what this man did to two women, that George Gascon claims he's disgusted by it. He actually had a public press conference to express his disgust. Now, he's posturing for re-election because he's 25 points down, but still. Talk about it when we come back.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats. even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Ron, from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. So anything that you missed, you could pick up later on. When we first got on the air at 1 o'clock, this story had just broke. The LA Times had it at about 12:30, and it is the latest chapter in that vicious, brutal attack on the two women near the Venice canals on April the 6th. So we're talking 9 days ago. And you may remember two women were hit about an hour apart while walking in the evening. And there was not much information as to how bad the attack was and what the details were. Now, several things I want to get into here. Number one is what happened. Well, whatever happened, George Gascon, and of course, the sincerity meter on Gascon is usually stuck at zero. So I don't know if he means or cares about any of this, but he tried to put on a good show. And he held the press conference today announcing the charges against Anthony Jones. Anthony Jones is 29 years old, was arrested in San Diego last week. He was caught on video in the area. So they arrested him, and details started coming out what he did to the two women. And here's Gascon's reaction. "These are probably some of the most heinous sexual assaults I have ever seen. The level of brutality that was engaged in was very reprehensible." He's being charged with attempted murder, multiple counts of forcible rape, including one count of sexual penetration by use of force, one count of sodomy by use of force, one count of mayhem, one count of torture. He could get life in prison. Ooh. Is Gascon going to push for life in prison? Wow. See, you get a poll that shows you 20 points behind. Suddenly he wants to get the hammer. One of the victims talked to KTLA Channel 5 reporter Chris Wolf. Going to play this report again. This report came out before we knew what the full charges were going to be, but it contains an audio interview with one of the victims, so you could hear what she went through.
And then all of a sudden, I'm in the canals, and all of a sudden, I just get knocked out.
Was it from behind?
I have no idea. My teeth got knocked out. I have two teeth knocked out. But and my jaw is wired, and I have fractures here. He hit my face.
Like, he punched you.
Yeah.
Bashed your face.
Mary Klein, the soon-to-be 55-year-old victim of the Venice Canal attacker, speaks with KTLA from her hospital bed, battered, bruised, but in many ways not broken. A stranger jumped her from behind while she was taking a walk near her home around 10:30 p.m. Saturday night, April 6th. She's not sure about the first blow, but says it sent her immediately into a daze. She does remember falling to the ground and being bludgeoned, punched in the face and head repeatedly, as well as other elements about the attack.
I think he was trying to kill me. But I'm very tall, 6 feet tall. So I think I had hard for him to keep me down. I don't know.
Yeah, you're a strong woman.
I know the other girl, she was in a coma.
Yes.
So I don't know how she's doing.
Do you remember him saying anything to you, or just the poundings, the beating?
I don't even remember feeling the hitting. I just know that I was on the ground. That's like being hit by a truck.
A second female victim was severely beaten that same evening and at last word was in a coma. Officers flooded the area in the following days and on Friday announced the arrest of 29-year-old Anthony Jones. Detectives say he is shown in surveillance footage recorded near the canals of Venice.
They made an arrest.
Good.
How do you feel?
I was crying because I was so worried about that girl, the other girl. And I hope she makes it. And I'm very lucky that I survived.
Enough with the ridiculous soft on crime, defund the police, catch and release, harm reduction. Criminals are the victims' policies that got us into this mess.
I want predators and violent attackers to be held accountable, have longer sentences, and just not be out on the streets with our family members.
Mary Klein wants to thank the LAPD for its very hard work in this case. Anthony Jones was arrested last night in San Diego, today in Los Angeles. He was booked on two counts of attempted murder. His bail is set at $3.25 million.
Now we're told also charged with multiple counts of forcible rape. Gascon at a news conference said most heinous sexual assaults I've ever seen. And one was 10:30 on April 6th. The other was 11:30. I don't know if this woman, Mary, that was interviewed on Channel 5, was sexually attacked. Maybe it was the second woman who, as of the weekend, was still in a coma. See, the reports are confusing. Now, what you heard at the end was Tracy Park, the councilwoman, talking about enough of this, enough of the catch and release, enough that, you know, we have to worry about the criminals. And she's absolutely right. And this is what's infuriating about Karen Bass. Karen Bass's job is to get guys like Anthony Jones out of the city. Out of the city. You know who they are because they all act crazy. The crazy people, the worst drug addicts, the worst mental patients, the most violent ones. Most of these guys have records. Remember what Steve Gregory found out, 70,000 homeless arrested in the last 4 years. There's a record on nearly every one of these people. Most of these people were already arrested before they hit the streets. A lot of them were let out of jail or never put in jail because of Prop 47 or because Jerry Brown closed the state prisons. But between closing the state prisons and Prop 47, nobody goes to jail or prison anymore. They're in the streets. They've committed crimes. They've been convicted. They have records. They are often sexual offenders and child molesters. They're often violent. This is not the first. You think this is the first time Anthony Jones did this to anybody? First time? Meantime, I want to play a little clip here. Karen Bass, what is she doing? She's not getting these people off the streets. She's hitting up wealthy people, trying to get them to finance the construction or to help her buy existing buildings so that the homeless can have apartments to live in. But this guy's not going to live in one of them. They have to get rid of the violent, crazy sickos. But here's what Bass is focusing on, completely missing it. Cut three. State of the City address.
Now we are asking the most fortunate Angelenos to participate in this effort with personal, private sector, and philanthropic funds to help us acquire more properties, lower the cost of capital, and speed up housing. This is the mission of our new capital campaign, LA for LA.
Yeah, clap like a bunch of seals.
We have brought the public sector together, and now we must prevail on the humanity and generosity of the private sector. LA for LA can be a sea change for Los Angeles, an unprecedented partnership to confront this emergency, an example of disrupting the status quo to build a new system to save lives.
Pie in the sky, wishful thinking, BS. Big steaming barrel of horse feces. That's what it is. You're never going to hear about this program again. Even if it worked, it would take many, many years. What Karen Bass ought to announce, you want to disrupt the status quo? Arrest every sick crazy person, every criminal, every mental patient, every drug addict, every one of them that's acting out that is dangerous, arrest them, take them away. Take them away. Put them in jail. Take them out to the desert. Drop them in the ocean. But guys like Anthony Jones, you got to get rid of them. They have to be caught, arrested, prosecuted, kept in prison for a long time. Why did these two women have to suffer? What if that second woman never comes out of the coma? And to get brutally raped on top of it? And that first woman that the reporter talked to from Channel 5, Chris Wolf, she lost her teeth, 8 fractures to her jaw, face all bruised and busted up, back of her head severely lacerated. Some wild, crazy animal on the street beating the crap out of 2 helpless women. What is Karen Bass thinking? There ought to be some police force now sweeping the streets and getting these guys off. I'm sure they all have criminal records, right? Steve Gregory's report, 70,000 arrests, majority outstanding warrants. These are criminals in the streets. The propaganda has brainwashed people over the years into thinking, oh, these poor, struggling homeless people, they're so noble, they're so brave. No, they're not. They're criminals, and we're stupid enough not to keep them inside the jails and prisons.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Conway coming up in moments. So here's the answers to why the police did not disperse those anti-Jewish Gaza lunatics in San Francisco that blocked the Golden Gate Bridge for 5 hours and blocked Interstate 880 for hours as well. They weren't ordinary demonstrators. They created a human chain. They call it the Sleeping Dragon. People locked their arms to carriage bolts inside PVC pipe. Yeah, really, they do this. Protesters attached 55-gallon drums of concrete with heavy-duty chains. And so all these police agencies had to work to try to bust up the contraptions, but you know what? I don't know, maybe a power saw? If like one guy loses one arm, don't you think that's it? Some pipes have been, in the past, one official said, he's seen pipes attached to 5-gallon buckets of concrete, pipes wrapped in heavy-duty cardboard tubes that are filled with concrete, and you need demolition tools to break through it. Angle grinders to cut through pipe. I don't even know what this stuff is. A few arms. That's all. One guy, one arm, protesters will leave. Try it once. See what happens. We got Conway here.
Hey now. Hey, I don't know if you saw this, but KFI just won the NAB award.
I held the award.
Yeah, but that's really a cool deal. That's a big award, John.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's not a golden mic.
You have to talk to me. You have to talk me into this. I like when you're in selling mode for the station. It's fascinating. You're such a rah-rah company guy sometimes, and you want everybody to join the bandwagon and cheer along.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I'm always trying to think, what angle are you playing?
That's right. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer around here. But that's a big deal. For the national, broadcasting. That's a big award.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I mean, that's. It is, I think you can trade in 100 golden mics to get one NAB. I think it's 100 to 1. For? I think it's something like that, yeah. Or maybe 1,000. I don't know. All right, Boeing is in the news again. Probably not good. Anaheim City Council to vote on Disneyland's expansion. They're going to expand it all the way to Burbank from Anaheim.
What?
Disneyland. They got a big expansion going on.
Is that
on.
Right?
That's right.
That would improve a lot. Oh, yeah. A lot of those towns.
The monorail is going right into Burbank.
Yeah.
So
a lot of the towns off the 5. That'd be a big
improvement. Wouldn't that be great, though, to have a monorail that goes right from Burbank to Disneyland? You don't have to do that drive?
It's
a good idea.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That is a good idea.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm going to work on that. And Mark Thompson is with us.
Come on. Show a little
Look
respect.
Look at that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the John today was vintage John.
you know, the angry guy. Yes. Let's clean up. Someday a real rain will come and clean these streets.
Oh, we need a biblical rain.
I love it.
But evidently, we saved billions of gallons of this last couple of rainstorms.
Yeah, they're, I don't want to hear about a drought.
Nobody Where is that
talk
water?
Talk about that for 5 years, huh?
If we have 8 billion gallons that weigh 64 billion pounds, where is that
Where is
water?
That? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe in your basement.
And doesn't that affect the earthquakes? I mean, all that water we have, it's heavy. And now it's going to move Earth.
Boy, you're asking pretty deep
no
questions.
No is the simple answer. But
no is the simple answer?
Yeah, I think no is the answer.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Right.
No.
Okay.
What is it? Isn't it dry heat causes earthquakes? When I came to LA, that's what everybody told me.
That I was watching The View, and The View chick said it was true.
Well, then I yield to the View people.
That's what Woody said. Yeah.
The Aleutian chain is one of the most seismically active areas. Okay. It's cold and wet there all the time.
So explain to me, we moved to California. Why is everybody telling me, an earthquake today? Because it was really hot and dry.
Yes. Johnny got it.
It's people.
And then I would turn you on looking for the truth.
Sure. And that's where you, and I am hashtag truth. That's me. Yeah.
All right. That, and I don't know, give away some money.
Yes.
$1,000.
All right. This is all
great. I'm looking forward to it. Look forward to Tuesdays.
Big award.
Yeah.
Conway Thompson.
Yeah, he's an award winner.
Did you get to touch it? You didn't touch it yet.
Oh, the award.
Yeah, the award.
No,
yeah.
I didn't.
Oh, okay. I got to hold it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Has your name on it?
Huh? No.
No. Is it like the
Stanley Cup?
The smaller Stanley Cup?
It's actually very heavy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's a very small award.
They probably are not going to trust you with it.
Look, we beat out 50 other stations.
I know.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah. And by the way, we won this thing because of Katarina's Club and all the goodwill that this station does.
We are good people.
We are.
We are not what they say.
That's right.
Okay? We are better than what they say.
That's right.
All right. Conway Thompson Crozier with the news live in the KFI.
Big dog.
Come
newsroom.
On.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.